Here's my point. We don't always see how powerful we really are. God has put healing in you. Your hugs can cause people to get better. Your kind words can put people back on their feet. The scripture says a gentle tongue brings healing. A phone call, giving them a ride, taking them out to dinner, encouraging them in their dreams. There are miracles in you waiting to happen. And some people just need to know that you believe in them. When you tell them, hey, you're amazing. You're going to do great things. I'm praying for you. That may seem simple to you, but to the other person, it can be life-giving. It can help them blossom into all they were created to be. One time in the scripture, Moses was on the top of this big hill watching a battle that was taking place. He was holding his rod up in the air. As long as he had his rod up, the Israelites were winning. But the battle went on hour after hour, and he got tired. Every time he put his hands down, the Amalekites would start to win. Finally, Moses couldn't take it any longer. He was too tired. His brother Aaron and a friend Hur were at the bottom of the mountain watching all this take place. They could have prayed, God, we need a miracle. God, keep the Amalekites from defeating us. No, they had this attitude, we can become the miracle. They rushed up to the top of the hill, got on each side of Moses, and they held his hands in the air. Because they became the miracle, the Israelites won the victory. There are people God puts in our path that need us to hold up their hands. They're not going to win by themselves. They need your encouragement. They need your rescuing hug. They need to know that you care. They're praying for a miracle. Don't miss the opportunity. Do like Aaron and Hur and become the miracle. I saw a report on the news a while back.